He lives in the gutter, lives on the street. He may hold down a job for a day or two, or for a week or two, or whatever. The duration depends on the individual. He lives in an area that's populated by these people like himself that live day to day pretty much just for their wine and whatever they, when they decide they're hungry, I guess, and they eat, but they're pretty well wasted away. And they have flop houses for them at different places in town for them to come and get, you know, some bread and soup or whatever, and get some work, temporary work. People that try to help them out, but they're pretty well, they try to panhandle and stuff, and they, oh, you know, clothes are shabby and you need a shave a lot. And you know, an alcoholic around town, usually he's a person or she's a person that, well, if it's a woman, it might be a housewife, say. And she would be not so apt to be roaming the streets. Or he might have a house, he may be having his job, you know, or he'd be, well, he'd have his job to go to, he'd maybe work, or he'd, at least he'd have a house, he wouldn't be out on the street so much, you know. He would be in his own home, but he would be alcoholic, or he would frequent places, that, or he would drink a lot, like, say, you know, it can go all the way up, you know, the economic ladder, you know, as far as that, you know, from the bar in the corner to the more, you know, the frequent drinker at one of the clubs, you know, and that's quite common amongst areas in our society. There's a professional, from professional to the just a skilled tradesman that, but they're pretty well constantly employed, or they, you know, or they're not on the street. And that would be a pretty big difference there. They're not on the street. They have maybe family ties and such, or a wino's a drifter, pretty much.
Okay, this has become prevalent these days that people will smoke it to get high. What is it?
Oregano. marijuana. Grass, pot, whatever you want to call it.
Know any other slang names for marijuana?
Grass, pot, Thai stick, which is really just opiated pot. Pot, grass, joints, libs for, you know, like, it'd be a quantity. Ounces, you know. But it's all grass, you know. It's all pot when you're talking about Mary Jane, you know, Mary Jane.
Reefer,
yeah. Any number of names.
What about the hard drugs? Could you, like, talk about some, maybe some powders and tablets and capsules?
Well, our town definitely has a problem with that. It's everything from anything you want, you can get it. It's there, you know, powders, heroin, cocaine, morphine. Pills, you can go anywhere from, you know, downers, uppers, you know, all your Tylenols, your amphetamines, you know, your acid, hallucinogens. Pretty much, you can get whatever you want, you know. You can get, you know, raw opium, pretty much, if you wanted it. There's somebody that can get it for you.
Could you, like, give some, you just mentioned, like, heroin, cocaine, and all, what are some, the effects and the expectations that a user might get from these drugs.
Of what? Oh, from these things?
Yeah, that you mentioned. Just, you don't have to run through every single one, but just...
Well, like, okay, like cocaine, you know, it gives a person a feeling of real self-confidence and feeling on top of things, say. And so a person might feel that he's getting